Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 550 Madison Avenue. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, podcast listeners. Welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, the show where we dive deep into fascinating Wikipedia articles and uncover the stories behind the facts. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're exploring the iconic landmark known as 550 Madison Avenue. To start off, 550 Madison Avenue, once known as the AT&T Building and later the Sony Tower, is a postmodern skyscraper located between East 55th and 56th Streets in the heart of Midtown Manhattan in New York City. Designed by renowned architect Philip Johnson, along with his partner John Berge, this 647-foot-tall, 37-story building was completed in 1984. It stands out prominently in the New York skyline, largely due to its unique design and the bold statement it made during a time when the architectural world was dominated by the international style. What makes 550 Madison Avenue extraordinary, you ask? Well, let's dive into the building's design. The AT&T building broke away from the sleek glass aesthetics that were typical of skyscrapers at the time. Instead, Johnson and Berge opted for a more classical, ornamental look. Its most distinctive feature is the broken pediment top, which resembles a Chippendale cabinet, a nod to traditional architectural forms. This postmodern twist didn't just challenge the modernist orthodoxy. It invited widespread debate about the value and future of architectural design. The building's pinkish-gray granite facade, with small, deeply recessed windows, contrasts starkly with its minimalist peers. These design choices make 550 Madison Avenue a poster child for the postmodern architecture movement. You might wonder, why was it previously known as the AT&T Building and the Sony Tower? It's all tied to its history of ownership and occupancy. When AT&T commissioned the building, they intended it to be their corporate headquarters. The telecommunication giant occupied much of the building during the late 20th century. However, once AT&T underwent restructuring and moved its headquarters, Sony purchased the building in 1992, renaming it the Sony Tower. Sony used the space to house its North American operations, and they also transformed part of it into a retail space, creating an atrium and an accessible public space that invited people into the building. Imagine walking into a tech wonderland back in the 90s with all the latest Sony gadgets and innovations on display. Fast forward to more recent history, the building faced another significant change in 2016 when it was sold to the Olayan Group, a Saudi real estate investment firm. They've been undertaking extensive renovations to revamp the interior while preserving its iconic exterior features. Olayan Group's vision is to transform 550 Madison Avenue into a contemporary office space for new tenants while still maintaining its status as an architectural landmark. This brings up an interesting point. How do we balance preserving architectural heritage with adapting buildings for modern use? It's a relevant question, as many cities around the world grapple with similar challenges. Is it more important to keep buildings exactly as they were, a snapshot of history, or to allow them to evolve and serve new purposes over time? It's a thought worth pondering. Speaking of preservation, something fascinating about 550 Madison is its landmark status. In 2018, the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission designated the exterior of the building as a landmark, recognizing its architectural significance and its impact on the city's heritage. Achieving this status was no small feat. It involved advocacy by architectural historians, public support, and a genuine recognition of the building's contribution to postmodern design. Rush over to your nearest computer or device and search for pictures of 550 Madison Avenue to really appreciate its contrasting design with the prevailing styles of its era. You might find yourself amazed by how a building's appearance can encapsulate and challenge an entire architectural movement. On a lighter note, it's intriguing how buildings become characters in the urban narrative of a city. 550 Madison Avenue has witnessed the ebb and flow of corporate giants, witnessed technological transformations, and stood as a testament to changing architectural ideologies. Imagine if buildings could talk. The stories 550 Madison Avenue could tell us. Take a moment to think about the buildings in your own life that hold significance. How do they shape your environment, your city's character, your memories? These structures do more than just provide shelter. They influence our interactions, our sense of community, and our very perspective of the world around us. Before we wrap up today's episode, I have a small call to action for you. Next time you walk through your city, take a moment to look up, literally. Notice the architecture, the designs, the small details that make buildings more than mere structures. Reflect on how they contribute to the narrative of your city and encourage conversations about preserving heritage while embracing modernity. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of 550 Madison Avenue. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of Wikipedia, where we'll uncover more fascinating stories and historical insights from the world of Wikipedia. Keep curious and keep questioning the world around you. Until next time, this is Aloy, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 550 Madison Avenue. Thanks for listening. See you next time.